They tried to keep us apart, but they couldn't do it. Vince Wilfork, the prodigal son, comes back home.
How you guys doing today?
Now, the question is, how many Jets did you hurt, and how many teammates did you hurt? Because poor Pierre doesn't breathe very well.
You know what? I don't know how many Jets I hurt, but I at least got one of my guys by mistake. Pierre, I'm sorry. But
Get out of the way.
Yeah, you know what? We stress running through the football, you know, especially around here throughout preseason and everything. And, you know, things like that happen sometimes. You know, I didn't try to, you know, hurt Pierre. But at the same token, you know, it just, you know, showed my effort trying to get to the ball carry and everything. So I told him I'm sorry after the game. But he's fine. He's doing fine. No worries. Pierre Woods is okay.
Now, the New York
problem.
Yeah, he's okay now.
I tell you what, the New York media are all over Eric Mangini today for his play calls. Well, Mangini and Schottenheimer, the offensive coordinator. Big play there. You guys are pretty much backed up. They got a goal line situation. And they run it three times. Now, they were criticizing him, saying, why not mix in a pass? Were you surprised that they ran the ball three
not
times
at all.
With you guys?
I don't think so, because in our situation, one thing we say, when we get down in that area, it basically comes down to who wanted more, who's the tougher. We think, they thought their offensive line was tougher than our defensive line, and we thought we was tougher than them. So you're basically lining up and just, you know, manning that out. So it didn't surprise me that they'll go, you know, three straight runs. I mean, they brought in some beef up front, you know, in Woody and Faneca. And then they bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback to operate that offense. So, I mean, why even try to throw it? I mean, when you have such a, you know, great offensive line, big offensive line like they have. So it didn't surprise us. We was on our P's and Q's then. And, I mean, there's another win for the defense. I mean, I think that was because we preached it throughout, you know, throughout the preseason, all meaning counts, off season, we want to be better in the red area, especially we don't want to allow guys to run the ball in for touchdowns. And I think that said a lot yesterday. I mean, that was like a moment for us. It was like a dream come true because we know we pride ourselves on doing that. So that was a huge stop for us.
And it was interesting, Vincent, you guys gave up 5 yards a carry, but when it mattered, you stopped the run.
Yeah, we did. You know what? The 5 yards a carry, they probably had probably five runs that probably nicked that the 10 mark, whether it was missed tackles or out of lane assignment. For whatever reason, you know, that's the reason that, you know, they got those big runs. But in all, I mean, I think we did a hell of a job in stopping the run. We knew that was something that they wanted to do coming into this ball game, is run the football. So, but like you said, when it mattered, we stopped it. When we didn't give up the big plays, we played great defense. But we still have those big plays out there that's keeping us from being, you know, a pretty good defense. And as time goes on, we'll get better and better. So, I mean, it's a lot of things that we can learn from and move on from. But, you know, it's a great win to go to New Jersey and come out with a victory.
Brett Favre is a Hall of Fame quarterback, lock first ballot. We all know what he is and what he can do. Got there a little late. It's understandable, the reports out of New York, that he doesn't quite have a complete grasp of the offense yet. I noticed a lot of the plays were going right down to the end of the play clock. Did you feel, as you're standing across the line, that offense was in sync and knew what it was doing every minute?
No, I mean, at times they were. I mean, Jets is pretty simple. I mean, they get up to the line of scrimmage, you know, and the center, Mango, he'll make the call, and it's up to the quarterback to do whatever he want to do after that. I don't care if he's, you know, alerting a different play or what. But I think their line was in sync with each other. I don't know if, you know, Brett and the offensive line was in sync together. But for me, their offensive line seemed like they were very well intact. And they was happy with the way they managed the game. But like I said, I don't know anything, you know, with Brett Favre, you know, how he does it. I don't know how well he knows their offense yet. But from my understanding, I think the offensive line, they handled it pretty well.
We've seen Brett before. We know what he's like. He's laughing. He's talking. He's slapping you guys on the butts as you're walking back to the huddle. Did he have anything to say to you yesterday?
Nah. I mean, we just spoke. You know, spoke to each other during the timeout, and basically that was it. Keep it moving. I mean, we didn't want to. I mean, we're playing the New York Jets. I mean, you know, I'm real good friends with Bubba Franks, you know, because of the relationship at University of Miami. So I chit-chatted with him a little bit, but I don't have anything really else to say to those guys. I mean, because you're competing. It's a division game. You know, we could talk afterwards, which we did. You know, we talked, you know, I talked to a bunch of guys afterwards. But, you know, during doing play. I'll see you at the end of the game.
I'll see you later.
See you later.
Got some business to take care of. I saw a quote from Heath Evans. He said he was very curious to see how Matt Cassel would handle the huddle and how he would be personality-wise and performance-wise. How about you being on the defense? Were you curious to see what Cassel was going to do, or did you feel like you had an idea of what he was going to do yesterday?
I think Cassel handled himself very, very well. I mean, he came in and he managed our football team the way he needed to. He made the plays he needed to make. I don't think he was, too high and too low. I think he was that consistent player that we need him to be throughout the rest of the year. So I wasn't surprised. I talked with him before the game and just told him, hey, remember, we got a lot of faith in you, bud. I mean, you got a lot of trust out there, and you're going to carry us. So, I mean, just go out there, have fun. You know what you have to do. Just make positive decisions. You'll be okay. And that was it. I mean, so the way he played didn't surprise me at all. It didn't surprise me. I'm very happy, the way he came out and played and the improvement that he's making. So, and as time go on, he'll get better. He'll start to understand more stuff, more concepts through time. But right now, he just don't have that time. He's getting it, but it's going to take a little bit more. So, he'll be well improved, in the middle of the season, towards the end of the season. You'll see a different guy.
And as well as he did, I was thinking, we might be underrating his performance yesterday. We've heard about the first start since high school, but let's go deeper. How do you make your first start since high school in a National Football League game on the road against
the
Jets?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, to do what he did yesterday under those circumstances, it's pretty amazing.
That's why I say I think he handled himself well. I mean, before the game, he was his normal self. He wasn't, cornered up. He wasn't sheltered. He threw his, his ritual, whatever he had to do, and he was ready to play. And like I say, as a team, we were ready to play as a team. I think all three phases did a hell of a job. Special teams, offense, and defense. We did a hell of a job to help one another out. I mean, that's what a team's for. You just can't say, hey, Castle, Tom's down. You have to do this. No, you don't have to. I mean, just do your job and trust everybody else around you going to do theirs. And yesterday was a prime example of, us playing 60 minutes of good football and what it can happen. I mean, you might give us some plays here and there. You might, offense, you might get sacked or negative runs here and there. But at the end of the day, your great plays are going to outweigh your negative plays. And I think that's something that we can learn from when we can strive on because of how well we played as a unit, not just as a defense or offense, but as a team, how well we played.
Patriots nose tackle Vince Wilfork is being brought to you by TD Bank North, banking that's faster, easier, and hassle-free. There was a running play yesterday where you strung the play out to the left. You were moving laterally to your left, and you were fighting off the double team. You made the tackle on the play, and Phil Simms said at that point that the Jets could have seven guys against your five guys, and they wouldn't be able to run the football. And he was talking about how good your defensive line is and how you guys occupy more than one man. Each of you have that ability. And did you feel like if you needed to, you could stop their run almost, as you said, almost at any point that you had to?
Yeah. I mean, I really did. Like I say, you take out those five big runs that they had, they really didn't have anything on the ground. I mean, but like I say, I don't know, was it missed tackles, missed assignments, mental errors, what it was, but we did give up, about five good big-time runs, and those five plays probably led to probably 60 yards. So, I mean, we know how we can play. We know exactly, our cast around us. Like I said, I know what Richard Seymour and Ty Warren and Mayo and Bruschi, I know exactly what they're doing around me. So when I see something, I know how they're adjusting. So, we comfortable with each other out there, but if it came down to it, I'm pretty sure that we can line up with the best of them and slug it out.
Richard said here last week, he said, defense wins championships.
Yeah.
He said, we haven't won anything with that high-powered offense that we had.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he was putting the pressure back on your side of the football and saying, we'll take that. You bring it to our side of the ball. Is that how you feel as well?
Exactly. I mean, you have to. I mean, if you look at the history of championships, what was the leading thing in those games was guys stopping the run, being able to stop the run, and that comes from defense. I mean, your offense can go out there and score points, but if your defense, if you're not stopping anybody, it doesn't matter, you know. So I'm a truly believer of that. Like I said, that's one thing we pride ourselves around is being a good defense. I think last year, but at the same time, we got overshadowed because of the things our offense was doing was unbelievable. But at the same time, it took away from, you know, guys seeing how well of a defense that we have. Mostly people, you know, the average fan wouldn't understand, but guys who know football knew it. So, I mean, this year we actually, it's opposite now. You know, Tom goes down, so everybody, you know, Patriots season over with, they can start looking towards next year now. But it gives us as a defense an opportunity to go out and showcase how good we are. And I think every week that's something that we want to give the fans. We want to give, you know, Gillette Stadium that, you know, when we step on this field, how well we can play, how well that we can play as a unit and as a defense. So a lot of guys going to start paying attention to the bigger plays that defense make now, because of, you know, Tom is not there for some reason. Now, you know, look how well the defense is playing. But we've been playing the same way, but we've just been overshadowed because of, you know, how great the offense has been in the past. So it just put us on the main stage now, put us out right, and so people can see what we all about.
It sounds like you heard the critics. You were listening to the critics talk about you guys?
Of course, man. I mean, how can
who are you listening to? Who was the worst? Who had
it going?
You
know what? I don't know. I mean, it was a lot of people doubting. I mean, still is doubting us. But you know what? We know what we have in this locker room. We know exactly the type of players that we have, and we know the mindset we have. You know, so we won't settle. We won't settle for a loss. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, every time we step on the field, we want to win. And I could tell you that now, and I could tell any reporter, we expect to win. We expect to win. If you don't, why play this game? But, you know, sometimes a lot of teams do it in the media. You know, we do our talking on the field on Sunday.
I saw your quote after the game. What's up with all the long faces here in New York? Like, y'all expected to win the game.
I mean, it was shock, you know. You know, they were shocked that we played Patriot football. I mean, it wasn't shock for us. I mean, I guess, you know, because of, you know, things didn't happen the way they wanted to happen. I mean, it's not our fault. We expected to come in to that stadium and win a football game. And we're going to do the same this year. I don't care where we play it. We expect to win each Sunday. We expect to win. So that's our mindset.
But let's be honest, Vince. You guys in the past have made up disrespect. Even when it wasn't there, you've made it up, you've used it, you've thrown more coals onto the fire. You actually just don't have to make it up this year. That's the only difference. It's really there in places.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, man, at the end of the day, it's not going to depend on one person. I don't care how many Pro Bowlers you have on your team. I don't care how many superstars you have on your team. It's going to come down to how well your team response as a unit, which I mean is how well your defense is going to respond once they're on the field, your special teams and the offense. And if we could take care of our job when we're on the field, we'll be in good shape. I guarantee you, we will be in good shape. We get in trouble when we start to do a little bit more to try to help the cause when you don't have to, because when you're trying to do something else, now I'm the guy beside you, hey, you don't supposed to be here. Now it's a big mess now. So we have to just trust each other. And I think defensively, and I'm saying defensively because I'm on that side of the ball, I think we're getting more and more. We're starting to trust one another more and more and more. And it's gonna help us in the long run. So we're off to a good start. We have to keep it going. We're great this film today. I'm pretty sure there's some mistakes in there that came up. But you know what? We're going to learn from them. We're going to move on. We're going to correct them and move on and get ready for the Dolphins.
You got a nice white shirt on. I thought you'd have a C on the shirt for captain.
Get out of here.
Captain Vince. Now, wait a minute.
I bet you're wearing it on your suit.
Exactly, captain. You call the phone company. Hey, this is Captain. This is Captain Vince Wilford.
We're going to throw me on the bus, guys.
Congratulations.
Did it take you by surprise? I mean, what did you think when it was announced that you're one of the captains this year?
I mean, that's that's an honor. I mean, to be looked at as a captain on this team, for this organization, it says a lot to me. And you know what? I'm very honored to be in that position because, you know, I got a 52 other guys in that locker room that, you know, basically respect me as a player and as a person. And for me, you know, to be one of the guys that they can look to and be like, hey, I want this guy to lead my team, that's special. I mean, that's special. Like I said, you know, to be in the same room with Tom Brady, Vrabel, Brewski, Rodney, all those guys, Randy, to be in the captain's meeting with all those guys. I mean, those guys, they superstars to me. I mean, I look up to them. So to be in the same category, put in the same category as them, that is very, is a big honor for me.
When they announced it, I bet you got chills like Phil Collins started playing.
No, it was like, when they announced it, I was kind of shocked. And I was like, wow. You know, and like, I was like, man, that's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? But like I say, it just shows, you know, the respect my teammates have for me, and you know, the coaching staff, what they how they look at me, and I appreciate that, because being a nose tackle, sometimes you get lost in the shuffle. Your coaches know and your players know the type of, you know, player you are, but you know, sometimes the fans and the outside of football really don't understand. But to get it from, you know, your guys that's with you every day, who coach you every day, that's special to me.
Every nose tackle didn't get married in Vegas. That's what that was in the paper today. You actually got married in Vegas?
Your life is an open book now.
Did you really? It was in that gossip pages.
Man.
You guys got married in Vegas,
yeah,
really?
We got married in Vegas. I mean, we was out there just for, you know, just relaxing one day. And my wife was like, we're going to go get married. And at this time, I was with my wife then 3 years now, 2 years. And I was like, I was living with her for a year and a half. So I was like, you know what? Let's go. I mean, because my family isn't that big. Her family isn't that big. So we were like, let's do it.
Is that right? So we're sitting around and she said, yeah, let's get married.
Let's get married. And we went and tied the knot and been happily married ever since. So that day right there was a blessed day for me. To this day, that day right there changed.
Did you get dressed up, or did you just get had on some shorts? Jeans,
No. We got dressed up. But we wasn't in a tuxedo and her gown. It wasn't nothing like that there. But we dressed it nice, and we enjoyed that day.
Well, we're very happy to have you back. Good to see you.
I'm happy
again
to be back, baby.
Vince Wilfork back on Patriots Monday. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, Vince.
It's Patriots
Monday. Give him a song on the way out.
I mean, you got to let the man leave the room with the proper musical accompaniment.
Yeah, there it is.
Out!
That didn't help him against Florida, though.
Oh, ask him about Ohio State.
Who?
On your way.
Who?
Never heard of him.
Dale and Ollie live at Gillette on a Patriots Monday. Sports Radio, WEEI.